The BBC Sussex Coast and Country Tour.
8:25, Neil Pringle here at BBC Sussex, and our partners in crime, Simon Jenkins and Paul Sortel, out and about for us. We're going to do the coastal bit of our tour today, which means back to Bognor and Simon Jenkins. You've sent us some nice photographs.
Bring me my bow.
Hang on.
Of burning
Simon
gold.
Jenkins is getting into Blake mode today because, you heard in the last hour, actually, campaigners tried to buy the former home of the poet William Blake, and they've got a month left to raise £500,000. Cottage is in Felpham, and he wrote Jerusalem there, which is why Simon was giving us that lovely rendition. Local people believe that if they can promote Bognor as the home of Blake, that will actually sort of be good for Bognor and good for fans of Blake as well. You've been finding out more, Simon, and you've also been getting people in Bognor to sort of record bits of Jerusalem. First of all, how are you getting on with that challengey bit?
Well, I have to say, I think you'll be pleasantly or unpleasantly surprised that I think I have achieved what you want me to do. Whether it'll pass muster with you, I don't know.
Right.
Because some of it's better than others. But I think I have achieved what was asked this morning at 5 o'clock in the studio. So we'll come to that in a little while. But the Blake Society, a whole group of people who've got together, and what they're going to do is one of these crowdfunding campaigns online, so people can actually sort of get involved in it and help raise the money that they need. And the cottage itself, it's grade 2 listed, it's thatched, it's got those lovely flints in the wall. And Blake, not only was he a poet, but he was a writer, he would draw as well. And in fact, if you look at the little vegetable patch, which is still there, he would recognise that from his day. So it's really, really beautiful little cottage, and you can see why he was so inspired to write what he did. Lots of support for this right the way across the Bognor region area. Earlier on, I caught up with Francis Opler. Now, he's an Arran district councillor, but he's also leader of the opposition, and I asked him for his views.
Well, I believe Bognor needs to play to its core strengths. Obviously, the main one is the seaside, and that we've got a fantastic seaside heritage going back over a couple of hundred years. But particularly with this unique opportunity of Blake's Cottage, that we can actually get on part of the cultural heritage tourism map, which would link in with Chichester, Arundel and Brighton.
And so do you think that if the cottage was developed, as they want it to do, want it to be, what sort of effect would that then have on the town and the sort of people coming here?
I think it would have a very positive effect, particularly in terms of drawing international tourism. We have a lot of overseas visitors who visit Chichester, visit Arundel, and it would be very easy to link Blake's Cottage into that trail.
What about, would it sit well with the more, if you like, the stereotypical seaside town, the kiss me quick sort of thing?
I think that you can have both side by side. The seafront, the seaside, will always be sort of our jewel in the crown, and quite rightly so. But as with Brighton and Worthing and other towns, that you can actually have the seaside element and also the cultural element.
What can you do as leader of the opposition then to help this become a reality?
Well, I'm also a county councillor, and I'm very happy to be able to support the bid to the county council for funding. But also, I believe Arran District Council needs to do a lot more, because at the moment they've come up with a lot of supportive words, but nothing else. And I think that Arran District Council really need to put their shoulder behind this, particularly in the way of funds. We need to secure the funds by the end of October to enable this project to go forward. So I will be putting as much pressure as I can onto Arran District Council to actually come up with some concrete help.
Simon, that's very interesting. And we're going to get some reaction from the local council to the points that were raised there. If you can hang on a couple of minutes, what we'll do, we'll get some headlines, then we'll come back and we'll see how you've got on with your rendition of Jerusalem, OK?
Yeah, absolutely. And while I'm here, I'm going to be taking lots of snaps of all the fishing gear, because Bognor started as a fishing village all those years ago, and they'll be appearing on our Facebook and Twitter feeds.
If people want to come and say hello to you, you're going to be there for the next hour or so. Where are you exactly now?
I'm next to I'm just on the east of the pier, next to a little hut that is proudly proclaiming cockles and whelks, prawns, tea and coffees.
Right.
Don't know if you have to have it all at the same time.
If you go along, you see Simon Jenkins. He's by the pier in Bognor. We might just have something that'll make it worth your while. We think of you as a bit of a culture vulture on this programme.
Jolly good.
So we want you to judge exactly how well Simon Jenkins has got on. And for the common touch, we've got Stephen Cranford in the studio, and he's going to judge as well.
Yes, for the rough sort of viewpoint.
Exactly. We have Simon Jenkins. He's live by the pier in Bognor. And Simon, just tell us how easy it was to get people to play along with this.
I mean, people are lovely wherever you go, but the trouble is that you're looking for people at 6 o'clock in the morning, so that was a little bit difficult, but I'm pleased to say that I think I've achieved the benchmark. And can I just say, Neil, I've never seen this before. There's a tractor on the beach, and it's belching out black smoke, and it's there to drag in a traditional fishing boat.
Oh, lovely. There you are. The delights of Bognor this morning. And Simon Jenkins was then challenged to get a version of Jerusalem voiced by people from the town where he wrote it.
And did those feet in ancient time
walk upon England's mountains green?
And was the Holy Lamb of God?
So good. So good. Good so far.
On England's pleasant pasture scene.
Like it so far?
I think it's, fantastic, actually.
And did the countenance divine?
What do you think, Joe?
Rousing stuff.
Shine forth upon our clouded hills.
Very good. Well done, Bob.
And was Jerusalem builded here?
Among these dark satanic mills.
Oh, well, come on. That's not bad, is it?
I'm going to need a tissue in here.
Well done, Simon and Bognor Regis.
Very good.
Yes, well done, Simon.